B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Meredith, what's going on? How are you?
Oh, I am good. I just hit 30 weeks pregnant and I feel gigantic.
I saw your post that you did the other day about you. I saw it on Instagram and
you're sweet for saying that, but you know how it is at the end of pregnancy. It's cute until you start to widen and then your face gets a little bit bigger and you're like, no,
your face looks beautiful. Fantastic. But I know the feeling of just that heaviness, and you have popped more.
Yes,
you're not huge, but you've popped. Yes.
But the baby's
going to be here soon, right?
I know. 10 more weeks. Well, maybe 9 weeks. But yeah, I'm very excited about it. But I'm just not excited about the struggle with the coronavirus right now. I don't know if I should stockpile diapers or not.
Okay, right. You worry about the diapers. What I do have to say is we've got two in diapers, I'm embarrassed to say. Now, we
I'm
haven't...
because everybody's different.
Pushing three. She's pushing three, and she has no desire
You have to wait till they're ready, because if you push it too early, it's just going to... Listen, you don't want her to pee on the floor.
Well, when your child's like, hey, mom, I need change. Could you grab the Desitin and grab the diapers and go ahead and meet me in the changing room?
She's telling you how to do it. Mom, diaper cream.
It's pretty.
No, here. You're like, can you do it yourself? Thanks.
I know. What's wrong with that picture? So we have the two, and we haven't had any issues getting diapers, because if you think about it, not the entire population has children that young in their household.
Right.
But everybody wants toilet paper, and everybody wants baby wipes, so that's going to be your issue people are subbing the baby wipes for wipes.
Of course.
So that's not cool.
No, it's not.
Because we really need them.
I have a little bit of a stockpile of that, but I've been talking to the grandparents lately and other people just reading online that maybe the diapers, it's going to be an issue in the future. And since I don't have to deal with diapers at the moment, but coming up, I am going to have to deal with them. So I'm not quite sure if I should stockpile and start, I don't know, just adding up all the diapers and have a room just full of diapers.
No, you're fine. You're fine. How are you feeling mentally with all of this? Because I'll just give you a frame of reference. I went through it with Zika. That was the big thing when I was pregnant, a different scare. But you're dealing with a major scare.
Yes.
We all are.
Yeah.
Like pregnancy adds a new layer.
Yes. You know, I think I was kind of just like in my own little bubble, just, you know, cleaning and taking care of myself and the family. And then all of a sudden, that whole stay at home thing that Jane Castor could potentially put into effect either tomorrow or the next day, whenever it goes into effect. And then Governor DeSantis could just completely shut down the state. Once I started reading in depth about what exactly that meant, then I started freaking out just a little bit about how serious.
Check, 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 one, two.
Check,
check, check, check. Okay, you go.
Okay. So I don't think per se, I'm freaking out. Or I wasn't freaking out, but at least right now, I'm way more aware. There's just so much information out there right now. I just want to make sure that everybody's protected, especially in my household.
Oh, right. Yeah. Of course.
So just, you know, the first thing we do in the morning is we clean the studio here. And I'm not socializing with anybody really at work. It's just, you know, there's that 6-foot rule. I don't even get close to Orlando or Davi. You know, we don't work close together whatsoever. And then I just go home and like, that's pretty much it. Or grocery shopping.
That's pretty much my schedule, too. And I do have to say, though, it does feel really, really good to be able to keep my normal situation for work and my job, because I feel for those people who, first of all, if you've been laid off and now you're just stuck at home doing nothing.
No money coming in.
Right. Or if you are actually, just at... stuck working at home, period. Mm-hmm. That's sort of a change.
Well, that's when I feel a little bit bad, because my husband is working remotely at the house right now, and he has a crazy 3-year-old that he has to take care of while I'm at work. So now,
right, because she's not in preschool.
No, she's not. She's not in school. And although her school is open, you know, so if we did need to drop her off or there was an emergency, we could always do that. We don't. That's not our option. That's not something we want to choose at the moment. Mm-hmm. So we're keeping her home. But he's doing conference calls and he's doing spreadsheets and, you know, he's doing his normal stuff. But then also have you had...
That's impossible.
3-year-old is insane. Nonstop wants to do new stuff every 2 seconds. And by the time I get home, which isn't late at all, he's like,
Right.
I need a break.
Do you ever hear people when they make that plea to work from home?
Yes.
Hey, you're so much more productive. You don't have to commute. You know, you're right there. You can get your stuff done. You don't have people bothering you. This whole little, not experiment, but what we have to do because of the pandemic is probably going to prove to a lot of employers that we're not quite as efficient at home as we thought we could be because everybody's saddled with the responsibility of children. A lot of people have the children.
That's scary about it, too, because a lot of people enjoy going to work. Some people want to work from home, and that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. And now a lot more stay-at-home moms are getting the respect that they've deserved for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, less stay-at-home moms are like, oh, what do you really do? Oh, you don't get paid for this or that. Oh, and, you know, it's not fair, but, you know, it's just part of society these days. And now all these working parents have to stay home, and now they totally get what it's like to take care of a child or several children and keep them on a certain schedule and be a teacher at the same time.
It's next to impossible.
It really is.
So we have been playing charades at our house.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Our big way that we entertain ourselves.
That's cute.
And so we're kind of trying to explain the concept to our daughter, and she's getting it. You know, we're playing the first round. Doug and I are doing, he's doing golf, and I'm doing, you know, getting my hair cut or painting nails or something. So she's getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she and I drink ladies' tea together. We have called ladies' tea. We drink tea in the afternoon. I mean, it's not really tea. Hers has
tea
cinnamon.
Time.
Yes, cinnamon and honey in it. And so she does her tea. And I'm like, ladies' tea? Yes, ladies' tea.
That's a good idea.
And she does it like five times. Every time she's ladies' tea. And
that's so
she,
cute.
Her go-to thing. So then she starts to branch out a little more. And the one she did, she's very dramatic. She gets up. She stands up and screams. And then she goes and grabs something and smacks it on the ground.
Oh, my God.
And we both knew what it was. We're like, mommy screaming about a cockroach
and
daddy killing the cockroach. Now, it's not like our house is overrun with cockroaches, but this couple of times that this has happened, it really left an impression.
Right,
but I thought
right.
that was good. I'm like, all right, you got this charade. You know what it's about.
For her. I think I'm going to take that. Charade should be fun to play. And you're making them use their imagination, no TV involved. Lately, we've been doing a ton of crafts at the house.
Oh, good for you.
So whether...
What are your go-to crafts?
I use the Amazon boxes that are sent to the house.
Oh, cool.
And I take the cardboard and then we paint them.
Uh-huh.
And I got this...
Oh, when you first said that, I thought they were like Amazon craft boxes. Like
no,
you're in a club or something. Okay, so you get the... And
the
never
actual
mind.
Cardboard
okay.
boxes that the... Whatever you just purchase is shipped in.
Uh-huh.
And so I have her paint the entire outside of the box. And recently, I got a gigantic one. Like, think of the biggest box ever.
Uh-huh.
Probably for clothes and shipping and stuff like that. So she made a fort out of it. And I had her finger paint the outside. And then today, I'm going to be making a curtain and super gluing it on the inside. That way, she can have it kind of close to the TV or in the living room. And we're going to put books in there. That way, she can have her own time.
Oh,
and she
how
decorated
cute.
The entire thing. So she has, like, her own little cardboard fort. In the living room.
I love that.
Also, cooking a lot.
Baking
nonstop. I've seen the videos of your daughter. She's so adorable cooking. I love watching those, by the way. Don't
thing.
Ever stop them.
Oh, thank you. We got a coronavirus recipe coming up. Pandemic.
Okay.
Pandemic cooking recipe coming up soon. Yeah.
So cute. I love watching her cook. I know. It's funny because we build behind the scenes. You don't want to see the stuff that we edit.
It's no.
like either meltdown or you're not listening to me or I told you not to put the eggshell in the mixture.
Some of the stuff that she does in those videos, we just made the last one we made was green noodles for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And some of her lines that she says in those videos, I mean, they're just totally her. Like, she talks to her food, and that's all her. I don't know where it comes from.
This looks tasty. I can't wait to eat you.
Yeah. Oh, you're so yummy looking. And so she does all that on her own. But then there are other lines that I feed her to try to get her to explain, like, the ingredients. Here's what the ingredients are, you know.
So a little narrating so, goes far.
Right. But we've realized that these video shoots... Mm. She's got about 20 minutes in her. And after 20 minutes, which is a good period
of time,
she's moving, doing stuff, busy. After 20 minutes, she does not take direction anymore.
Nope, not at all. I'm fed up with you, Mom. Get away from me. Can I just eat this food now?
Yes, the actress chef is done.
Today we're making my great-grandmother's spaghetti and meatball recipe that's been passed down. So that'll be the activity we do when it's too hot outside to go for like a walk. Because like I said, I'm 30 weeks pregnant. The last thing I want to do is go outside when it's... 85 degrees, 90 degrees outside.
How has it changed your appointments now that we have the pandemic? What do you have to do anything differently?
Yes. My husband is no longer allowed to come to any of the appointments with me.
And well, he did that with the first one. You're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Doug didn't come to a single appointment. My second,
really?
None. And believe me, this old pregnant lady had a lot of them.
Right, exactly. So you do have a lot of doctor's appointments. And he wanted to come to the last one just because it was an ultrasound.
Uh-huh.
It's fun to watch those.
Right.
Not just a regular doctor's appointment, but and there's nobody there. The doctor told me she only had 3 appointments that day. People mm-hmm. are canceling left and right. So although it was good for me because it wasn't packed,
right?
I wasn't waiting for forever. Not mm-hmm. that they would do that to me, but it wasn't like that big of an issue whatsoever at the doctor's. But I am concerned being at the hospital, and if somebody's in the hospital with coronavirus, I'm sure it's a different ward,
mm-hmm.
like the
mm-hmm.
maternity wards where I will be located.
Of course, different.
But still, you know, it's still a concern.
It's definitely a concern, especially you feel so bad for the medical workers who have to come into contact with that all the time. And of mm-hmm. course, they've got all their protective equipment on.
Yep.
So that's really good. And they're not going to be necessarily the same ones that are going to be taking care of you.
Has your daughter
totally.
Had to go to the doctor while this whole thing has gone on?
No, but I'm glad you brought that up. Because we just got a notice from our pediatrician who's been on the podcast before.
Yeah.
And he said telemedicine is what they're doing now. So yep. as much as they can.
Right.
So that makes a lot of sense because a lot of times, especially with your child, you're erring on, they can't communicate as well. So you're erring on the side of caution, mm-hmm. making the appointment in the first place when maybe all you need is a conversation with your doctor. Is this okay? This is what happened. This is what it looks like. You can do that pretty well, I think, like with pink eye and with...
Yes.
You know, certain things. They might have to come in and get blood tests for certain things, but
well, it's interesting you say that because a couple weeks ago, Aubrey was having some issues. She was up all night throwing up.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And it's always scary when that happens.
Oh, it's so bad. And, you know, she can't sleep, and that means I can't sleep.
Right.
And then you're worried because she has a fever. So I made an appointment, and now they make you wait in the car.
Yep.
And they come out to the car. The
yes.
nurse is, like, fully dressed, especially with a mask on, and then they will test the child for the flu before you're even allowed in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Then you still have to stay in your car until they call you and let you know that the doctor is ready. Then they isolate you, of course, in the room, and then the doctor comes in. And no joke, Roxanne, there's about 3 masks that the doctor's wearing. It's like a facial mask, another protective mask, and then like this big plastic barrier around their
face.
Oh my
gosh.
Yeah. So it's come to find out my daughter just had a stomach virus, but it's kind of similar to the flu symptom.
Sure.
So that, you know, you just don't know until you're checked out. And
uh-huh.
she's feeling much better now, but it was crazy to sit in your car like that.
Right.
Which I kind of like, by the way, instead of going to the waiting room.
Yeah.
And then also that there was just so many, it was good to see in front of my face, mm-hmm. all the protective barriers that all these nurses and doctors are taking.
Oh, I know. That's good to see all those steps, and God bless them for everything they're going through and all the worry they must have because they don't want to bring.
Yeah.
A lot of them have strong immune systems if you work in those professions, but you still can't overcome a novel virus that you've never been exposed to. Not only that, if you don't have a rough bout of it, but because you have a strong immune system, but you bring it home to your spouse or your kids, that's what you really worry about.
Scary.
So we have. It kind of makes me think to myself, too, okay, our daughters are close to the same age, 3 and 2, but I worry about all these kids who aren't having their normalcy and their parents are having to explain to them. You and I don't have to explain to our daughters what's happening, why they're not going to school.
No.
The other day, my daughter did say, I want to go to school. I was like, well, you'll get back to it eventually. Too heavy of a conversation.
Yeah.
But
to say we're on vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do think it's tough for them to see things like what they see at the mm-hmm. doctor. In some instances, that might be scary for some, or it might just become the norm.
Right.
And in our household, my mom is a bit of a germaphobe before any of this happened. So if she even has a cough and she's around my kids, she's going to put a mask on to protect them.
Good.
So it's great. So we always would tease her. She comes to pick up my daughter 6 months ago. Oh, here comes, her name's Jammy. We call her Jammy instead of Grammy. And she comes over and we say, oh, there's Bandit Jammy.
Yep.
So at least my daughter has some sort of, she's used to that, but it's kind of scary with people in masks.
It is scary to see, especially, you know, my daughter's really not seeing that besides at the doctor's office. But when I went to Publix yesterday, gloves, masks everywhere,
mm-hmm.
people walking around. I try not to keep the news off around my daughter just because it's so heavily
we don't watch
about
it.
The coronavirus.
Yes.
And you never know what a 3-year-old is going to digest.
Right. Basically. Their filter, their 3-year-old filter.
Is she going to start asking me about the coronavirus? Well, then, okay, that's fine. We can have a honest, open, dumbed down discussion, which I'm good at these days, about a situation like that. Like, why are they wearing masks? Oh, well, they don't want to get sick.
Right.
You know, so I'm not excluding it from her necessarily. It's an unnecessary conversation for me to have with my daughter in case she does get scared. Right now, she's worried about a bear, you know, and
right.
being in the a house
monster.
And going
a
bear
monster.
Hunt. You
yeah.
know, uh-huh. that's what I want her to be concerned about and little imaginary friends and stuff, not like the real world. She
right.
has the rest of her life to worry about
yes.
that.
My daughter doesn't seem to be scared of too many things, like as far as putting herself in danger, you know, jumping off a piece of furniture.
Oh my God. The couch onto the floor,
yes.
onto this chair, and then back. And I'm like, oh my God, you're going to break an
yes.
ankle.
No fear, stuff like that. And it feels like when you're cooped up in your house,
yeah.
more stuff like that happens.
Yeah, of course.
Even when you're right there.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have those sorts of fears, but she's extraordinarily dramatic.
Yeah,
so
course.
She, oh, mommy, I can't go in my room right now. I think there's a monster in there. and she acts like she's really scared, but you know she's not.
She just
scared.
Wants your attention. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And who wouldn't? It's a little baby that's so cute.
Yeah.
And wants to be snuggled. And plus, it gets her away from her little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then
mm-hmm.
it's just mommy me time.
Yes. You
so
got
totally
it.
Makes sense.
You got it, girl. How are you feeling with the heat? It's
so
just starting to ramp up.
It is. Yeah. So, second day in a row, I've had a big flare up in my hand where it like increased in size by twice, two times the size. So anyway, I couldn't get my ring off or anything just by going outside. And I know it's because of me eating a little bit of salt and also walking around.
Yes.
I can't not eat salt. Salt is in everything.
It's in everything.
So
they say it's good to have salt too in your pregnancy.
I need it. Especially, you know, with blood tests and stuff like that. I need, you know, nutrition-wise. But, so the heat is definitely affecting my body. But I want to go for a walk with my daughter. I want to go outside. It is still pretty outside.
I know.
So I'll just take off my rings and come back with a big swollen hand for the rest of the day.
I know. I still don't wear my rings because I have eczema and I wash my hands so much that they're all raw and chapped. And they'll swell and my... where the soap is trapped under your under your finger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to get my ring cut off my hand at one point.
Stop
after
it.
After I had my first child.
Oh, my God.
So I'm not making that mistake with this child. So no ring for a while.
Yeah.
But
take a little break.
I'm having... Okay, so this will be a discussion for next time. I'm starting to have my hormones, whatever you want to call normal hormones, come back.
Okay.
Because I'm winding down the breastfeeding. But I forgot that...
Wow.
That's not really that fun either.
No, it's not. It's a whole new level of BS that you have to deal with. It's just like a progression of just of a mixture of BS.
Yes.
I mean, your body ramps up while you're pregnant, so you have all these extra hormones and you're extra emotional. And then you give birth and then you're extra emotional.
Right.
And then it teeters off a little bit. But then when you try to normalize that, you kind of forget who you were before and
right.
what is this. And it's just such a mixture of everything. And then I'm crying one second,
right.
then I'm mad another. And it's just because your body is trying to even itself out. So it does take a little bit of time. That's what happened with me personally,
right.
But yeah.
Right, because
I'm not crazy. You want to tell people, listen, I'm not crazy. I'm just going through this
yes,
right now.
Yes, because the hormones when you're pregnant are one big slow, not slow, but at times fast, but they're all ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got so much progesterone too, so that kind of keeps you sedated like a like
yes.
an angry tiger, but you're too tired to fight everybody
I'm
about it.
I'm aware of what is going on, but I'm too tired to argue about it. I will just complain.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll hear about it, but I'm passed out.
And now what's coming back is you realize what a roller coaster your normal month is.
Yes. Yeah. No, it is. And to regulate that takes, for me, it was 6 months to an entire year.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah, it didn't go back to normal for almost a year for me.
Oh, so good. Well, we covered that then. We don't need to talk about that next time.
No,
good,
no.
good. Well, I can't wait till next time and just stay healthy.
Yes.
Stay safe. Stay in your car.
I know. Well, I will. I'm staying in my car, and I tried to order Publix Instacart.
Yes.
But it was like, they're so busy, it's 7 days from now.
Oh,
and I
good.
Was like, I have to actually go in the store.
Yep.
So I'm trying to stay in the car and at home, because that is awesome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.